You are listening to an American Free Press podcast. Joining me on the line is Medea Benjamin of Code Pink, Global Exchange, and Move Over APAC fame. She's in Greece right now, trying to take part in the Gaza flotilla. Medea, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Dave.
Medea, why don't you tell our listeners exactly where you are right now?
I am in a military dock right outside of Athens near the port of Piraeus, and I am with the folks who came on the U.S. boat Audacity of Hope, hoping we would be able to go to Gaza. We were turned around by the Greek Coast Guard and brought to this dock right here. But it's a really beautiful sight right now. It's 9 p.m. and the sun is setting and it's 4th of July and people are outside the boat on the military compound itself having a barbecue, and our spirits are high despite the fact that we have not been able to reach Gaza.
The ship, the Audacity of Hope, was that sabotaged in any way?
Well, it wasn't sabotaged in the physical sense, but it was sabotaged by the Greek authorities
in the sense that they put all kinds of bureaucratic obstacles in our way, pretending that this lovely boat that has been worked on for months and is perfectly seaworthy somehow has defects. And what's called a complaint that was slapped against this boat was done by an Israeli law center. I wonder if your listeners know how an Israeli law group could somehow know the shape of our boat in terms of its seaworthiness. It was a bogus complaint, but that was just enough for the Greek military that has been working hand in glove with the Israelis to say that our boat was not able to leave its port. And then on top of that, right after we set sail, the Greek government issued a ban on all boats from Greece leaving to go to Gaza. So in that sense, yes, it was sabotaged.
Seems like the Israelis have their fingers in the Greek government power structure. Is that safe to say?
Turns out that for the last year, Netanyahu and the Greek Prime Minister Papandreou have been very closely collaborating around Greece's economic crisis, and Netanyahu has been the biggest cheerleader for Greece in terms of getting another tranche of money from the International Monetary Fund. And this, it seems, is his payoff, having Papandreou do all kinds of machinations to stop these boats from leaving, not just the American boat, but all of the boats, 8 of them, that have been docked in various ports here in Greece. So it's a very shameful chapter of Greece's history to see how they have sold out to the Israelis and the Greek people that have been joining us in the streets and on the docks and other places are very ashamed of their government.
Right. Well, I can understand that. Let me ask you, what are your hopes for actually departing? Do you have any information about if that may happen?
Well, our captain is in jail right now, and another shameful thing is how the U.S. government has not even come to the aid of the captain. I mean, it's one thing to say that they are against the flotilla, which they have said, but it's another thing altogether to be derelict in their duties. The consular office here has not done anything to help get our captain out of jail, and I have been on a hunger fast that we started yesterday in terms of pushing to get our captain released and our boat out of this military compound. And our government had the Greek police arrest us last night for merely sitting across the street from the U.S. Embassy. And then today, when some of the fasters went behind the embassy across the street from the residence of the U.S. ambassador, they were arrested as well. So it's been tough here to get around the Greek government and its military apparatus. Our hopes are that each of the other boats will try to make it out. The Canadians tried today. They got a couple of miles out. They were docked in Crete, but then the Greek authorities sent out ships and forced them to turn around as well. So each day, a couple of days, there'll be another boat that tries to make it through, but it looks like the Greeks have a lockdown. In any case, Dave, I think it's important to look at all the publicity that we have received for weeks now and how bad the Israelis look for the various things they have done to try to stop this flotilla from going. From sabotage to bogus legal complaints to the ban that they put on journalists covering us, which they were forced to lift because of the outcry from the press community.
Greece, of course, is in the middle of some serious economic turmoil, and it seems like it's going to get a lot worse. What's your view of how the average Greek feels out there?
No, I don't have any kind of statistics, but we are out in the streets and visiting with the Greek people every day. There is an ongoing encampment in front of their parliament, and they have welcomed us with open arms. And in fact, last night when we started our fast, there were hundreds of Greeks who came marching when they heard their Americans fasting in front of their embassy. They came marching over to meet with us and to give us solidarity. So they seem to be extremely supportive of us and couldn't ask for more.
So literally, you might not be able to leave port. That's what you're saying.
We might not be able to leave port. We are really playing this day by day. The first thing at hand is to free our captain, who has been slapped with a bunch of charges, including a felony charge. So we're very concerned about him. And now the Canadian captain, I'm sure, will be charged tomorrow, so we want to see what happens there. And it's hard to know whether our boat will be allowed out of here, how long it will take, but we know that they are putting all these obstacles in our path, and we're trying to make the best of it in terms of what we can do to keep the media interested in the story and put the spotlight where it belongs, not so much on our boats, but on the conditions in Gaza.
Sure. I saw on the internet a couple of websites are highlighting stories about what we're talking about. Has there been any of the mainstream media prominently placed where you're at?
Well, yes, it's been quite astounding. We had on our boat with us the New York Times, CNN, CBS, AP. We've been in constant communication with Al Jazeera, Reuters, Agence France-Presse. The press has been remarkable. I am in Athens right now, but my friends in New York tell me that there's a fantastic piece, two pieces in the New York Times that came out yesterday on Sunday, including in the week of review, and a journalist that usually writes very slanted pro-Israeli government pieces wrote a wonderful piece, and the journalist from the New York Times, who was with us on the boat, wrote a very good piece. And the media continues to be calling us nonstop and doing interviews. So yes, we feel that we've gotten a lot of press, and we've been pleasantly surprised at how good the press has been.
Now, I'm looking at a news story, and I guess the whole sticking point is that the Israelis really don't have any right excluding anyone from the international waters or Gaza's territorial waters. But still, that's against the law. But they don't seem to mind. That's the whole crux of this, isn't it?
Well, that is. And the fact that Hillary Clinton said that the flotilla was going to go into Israeli waters and cause Israel to have to defend itself is ridiculous, because our boats never intended to go into Israeli waters. We were going from Greece to international waters into the waters of Gaza. And so if Israel is saying that all of those waters belong to Israel, then Israel must admit that it's occupying Gaza, which has been deemed illegal. So Israel has no right doing what they did last year, boarding ships in the international waters. But Israel gets away literally with murder, as they did when they invaded Gaza in 2009 in what they called the Operation Cast Lead, that left over 1,400 people dead. And the fact that they could kill 9 people on the Turkish boat during the flotilla last year and get away with that is quite remarkable. So Israel seems to have the ability to violate international law at its will and not pay the consequences. And the reason for that is because it's shielded by the U.S. government. And that brings it back to us as taxpayers, as voters, as people who want to have a foreign policy that's even-handed and supports international law. That's why we feel that today on our Independence Day, we should be declaring our independence from Israel, have a foreign policy that is even-handed, and respects the rights of both the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Right, and of course that was pretty much the centerpiece of your Move Over AIPAC conference, right?
That's right, and we don't allow people to brand us as anti-Semitic. Many of us on this boat to Gaza are Jewish. In fact, 30% of the passengers are Jewish. We have nothing against the Israeli people. We don't want any harm to come to them. We don't want any harm to come to the soldiers. And when we did our trainings in nonviolence, getting ready to go on these boats, we were clear that if we were intercepted by Israeli commandos, as they did last year, we certainly did not want to do any harm to them, and of course, we didn't want them to do any harm to us. And that's why some of the Israeli accusations that have come out in the last week, such as this ludicrous proposition that our boat had bags of sulfur on it that we were going to drop onto the Israelis and then light matches and burn them up, was absolutely ludicrous. And the Israeli government had to admit that that was totally unsubstantiated. The military never gave a briefing to the government that included something as crazy as that.
Right. Sounds like they're desperate. And they're the only ones who are allowed to use sulfur on civilians, not you guys. You got to remember that.
Well, that's right. They used white phosphorus in Gaza and got away with that as well.
And, of course, it's very well documented about how Israel has so much control over the United States government. And, again, your wonderful Move Over AIPAC conference in May of this year in Washington, D.C., really highlighted a lot of the problems. So right now you're on a hunger strike or a fast?
Well, we're on a fast. It's an open-ended fast, liquid only. We started it yesterday, and our immediate demand is to release our captain. We have some of the best lawyers, both American lawyers and Greek lawyers, and they are telling us that what they are doing to our captain is unprecedented, that the charges against him are way harsher than they normally would have been. This would have been a misdemeanor, but they've bumped it up to a felony, that the way they're treating him, they've had him in jail without even a bed. Just a bench to sleep on. They were not giving him food or water until we insisted and had to bring it in ourselves. They really are treating him extremely harshly, and that is part of a message that they want to send to the other captains of these other ships, that they will be in the same condition if they dare to go out. Now, the Canadian captain ignored that and went out today, and we consider him a real hero, and we hope the other captains will do the same.
Right. How many ships are there in total?
There are 10 ships. Several of them are cargo ships, and the other ones are various degree of passenger ships. But two of them have sabotage, and others of them, they all have been slapped with complaints, and of course with this ban that they're not allowed to leave the ports. There is one ship that is not in Greece that is able to go, but of course the idea was that we were going to be an international flotilla of all the boats going together.
Right. I always said that it would make sense if literally everybody in the whole world got in their boats and just headed toward Gaza. How are they going to stop the whole world, right?
Yeah, really. That would be beautiful.
We appreciate the time you're taking right now, Medea. Sounds like it's rather stressful over there. Can we ring you back and get some more updates?
Yes,
tomorrow?
Please do. And despite the difficulties, we are in high spirits. It's a fabulous group that was willing to take the risk to go to Gaza. And we have a lot of camaraderie, and people feel that whether or not this boat gets to go off again, that we have accomplished a lot. So yes, please call us anytime and we will give you an update. And people can go to our website, which is usboattogaza.org. We're asking people to call the Greek embassies and consulates all over the country and demand that they free our captain and free our ship. Let us sail to Gaza.
Great. And that website again one more time was what?
usboattogaza.org.
Medea Benjamin, longtime peace activist since high school, from Code Pink, from Global Exchange, from Move Over AIPAC, and now from usboattogaza.org in Athens, Greece, struggling to set sail from Athens to Gaza Strip. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks so much for doing what you're doing. You're a great woman.
Thank you for having me on. Greatly appreciate it. Bye-bye, Dave.
Take care.